Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I'm Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO and online at KFYO.com. It's already been a very busy day. Quite a few things to get into on the podcast and quite a few things to talk about on the show tomorrow. I guess the largest thing, the biggest thing to talk about is this Obamacare fix that the president announced earlier today. The so-called fix would allow insurance companies to keep selling those, quote, junk insurance plans. That's at least what the administration was calling the insurance plans just about a week ago, or even just a few days ago, would keep selling those plans even though they are illegal under Obamacare. Now, here's why this should tick everybody off. Number one, it won't work. You're not going to have insurance companies that are going to be able to do this. They're certainly not going to be able to do it at the same premium that they had beforehand. Insurance companies had worked for years in order to get ready for Obamacare and the mandates that it had. Now, you have a president coming out and saying, no, you guys go ahead and keep doing what you were doing, but just for a year. You know, after the midterm elections are done, and then we can go ahead and cancel millions of people once again. There's quite a few problems with this, besides the insurance companies won't be able to do this. The administration, this president, believes he can go through and change a law whenever he wants to do it. He can decide when to enforce a law and when not to enforce a law. This president was sworn into office twice, and he swore to uphold the laws, not to change the laws whenever it was politically smart to do so, not when the heat got on his back a little bit, but to uphold the laws of the United States. Congress passed Obamacare, unfortunately, and the president signed it. That doesn't mean he gets to go in and change it whenever he wants to. It's pathetic that we have a country right now and a citizenry that sit around and go, oh, okay, yeah, the president should be able to go ahead. Yeah, that sounds great. The president's going to fix the law. He's going to change the law on his own. The president has no constitutional authority to do this. Sadly, you're going to have a lot of people go along with this, and I would hope that you would have some Republicans that would fight back and say, Mr. President, you can't do this. You have to consult with us. Only Congress can change the law. You can't do it. You especially can't do it just by presidential fiat, just because you want to. You can't wave a pen in the air and go, okay, things are done. It's pretty pathetic the way we're living right now, and it shows exactly just how uneducated people are that they believe the president can do this, and the fact that people aren't going crazy right now out in the street saying, wait a minute, you're not a dictator, you're a president. We go to Congress if we want things changed. You don't get to do so just by yourself. Another problem with this is that it's, I guess, politically smart, because all this does is put the blame on the insurance companies. You see, the Democrats and the president can come out in the future and say, hey, look, guys, we shifted the blame over to the insurance companies. We told the insurance companies they could keep selling these substandard plans, and they came back and said no. This is a calculated move by the president. Very smart, because there are a lot of uneducated people out there, low information voters, who will buy into this. I caution people, don't buy into this. This is a bad deal, and it doesn't fix the problem. In fact, nothing will fix the problem of Obamacare. It's time to get rid of it, scrap it. Republicans need to stay away from any deal that would help fix Obamacare. Rush Limbaugh brought it up on his program earlier today. We talked about it as well on the morning show. Stay away from this. Don't help out the Democrats. There's no reason to do so. There's no reason to go in and try to fix Obamacare. Let it fail. And if some people have to go through a little pain, some people have to go through a little pain. Maybe some people will learn a lesson. Coming up on Friday's edition of the program will be an open line Friday, which means you can call in, talk about anything that you would like to talk about. U.S. Senator John Cornyn, he announced today his reelection campaign. He will join me on the show at 9:05 Friday morning to talk about Obamacare and his reelection bid. Remember, you can follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. That's at Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter. And if you're out smoking cigars tonight and you stop by the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge, you'll probably see me there. I'll be having probably a few cigars this evening. We'll see you tomorrow on the Chad Hasty Show.